This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Saturday, August 22nd in Tampa. Witness an MMA legends final fight. Chris Cyborg, one of the greatest in history.
She's an absolute pioneer in the sport.
Defends her PFL world title one last time. Unforgettable end to an unforgettable career. Saturday, August 22nd, live from Benchmark International Arena. For tickets, visit pfl.info/Tampa.
Thinking about selling your car? Get a real offer worth real money from CarMax. Then take 7 days to think it over. That's it. No haggling, no hassles, no pressure. Get all the details and a real offer today at CarMax.com. Want to drive? CarMax.
Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Daily Show podcast.
If you ever get a friend request on your social accounts, but it's somebody you don't want to be a friend with on social, do you decline it or do you just let it sit and sit and sit and expire?
I don't remember if I've ever been in that situation, honestly. I pretty much accept everybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Unless there's people sitting there that I haven't seen.
Yeah, well, I think it depends on the context because now, you know, like, I think almost all the social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or whatever, will give you the, you know, let me grab your contacts and send friend requests to everybody. So some people, I think, send them out to mutual friends or whatever. So you never know if it's really intentional that's even coming to you in the first place.
Oh, good point, Murph. I will say this. Realize, though, your account is your party. You can invite who you want, and you don't have to let in who you don't want to. It's a party that's always going on, and people can enter and leave when they want to, but your account is your party.
It's my account.
So you, yeah, you can say no and decline.
This is not a stranger. This is somebody you know?
This is somebody I know, yes.
Someone you knew?
Well, so we're going to play 20 questions.
Yeah, well, I'm just kidding.
No, not an ex.
They're not going to know if you don't accept the request. You know what I mean?
And unless they hear this and then they start.
If we're going to be specific here, how did you find out? On the radio.
I guess timing is bad on this one.
But I had to go purge my friend request recently because I had some from, and this is just because I don't know if I never got the notifications or what. They were like 5, 6, 7 years old, but they were also from people that I didn't really know. Mm-hmm. And I think it was the friend of a friend of a friend thing.
Sure. Yeah.
So I don't know that. I mean, you have to decide whether this is legit or not.
It's people you don't really know. There's nothing wrong with you saying, I don't want to clutter. You don't want to clutter your feed. If you want to be intentional when you are there, Murphy's rarely on social media anyway. If you want to be more intentional, then I think keep your list slim. It's your list. Yeah. It's your party. Remember that.
Okay.
That's the way I described it, honestly, to your dad when he first got on social media years ago. He was trying to understand it.
Yeah.
And that's like a party. You can go into it anytime you want to. You can leave anytime you want to. Yeah. And you can let whoever into your room that you want. Period.
So are we going to be in this situation where somebody reaches out to me and Jody and says, hey, look, Sam won't accept my friend request.
I'll accept it.
Direct message us on Facebook.
Love having you along there. We read and see every single comment that rolls in and emails as well to murphysamandjody.com. I love this because you never know. You say something, you hear something, and it can stay with you your whole life, right? Even just little hacks.
Okay.
Hi, MSJ. This is a message on Messenger from Franny. I just wanted to take a moment and shout out to your daughter, Phoebe. Several years ago, she was going through a life hack phase.
Yes.
Murphy, you remember this?
Everything had a hack to it, which is awesome. Yeah.
Look, hacks are awesome. And she was going through a phase. Anyway, you would sometimes share them on the show. The greatest of these was how to clean your scented wax melt warmer using cotton balls. Game changer.
I don't remember that one.
I don't even remember this, Franny. But this is what she says. For those of you who don't know, after using the warmer, when wax is still melted, drop 3 or 4 cotton balls directly into the wax. It absorbs into the cotton balls, which you just pick up and throw away.
Oh, wow.
Right. No wax drips or dried chunks to clean. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
That's great.
This is from Franny. Huh. I still use this trick on a regular basis and say a silent thanks to Phoebe each time. Keep on being awesome on this show and sharing seemingly tiny things that could enhance one's life.
Hmm.
I don't remember, but I used to have the wax melter thing a lot. And when I would turn it, I would love to sort of play with the wax when it was sort of
soft,
getting, it's still soft, but hardening up. Man, I loved that. I stopped doing it because wax was everywhere.
Yeah, I remember that.
You too? Yeah.
Yeah,
I used to get it everywhere.
Just got kind of got tired of
it. The trick with the cotton ball is you don't want to leave the cotton ball just sitting there when it's melted like that, right?
That's a cleanup.
You clean it and then you throw it away before it gets you know, too hot.
But little sometimes when you use a little hack like that in your life, you always remember where you heard it. For instance, our friend Randy told you every Christmas, Sam, he thinks of you.
Because
when he goes out of town or whatever and he has poinsettias at his house, he'll just put like an ice cube or two in it and leave. They go, they travel, whatever, and he comes back and they're not dead because it got a steady, slow stream of melting water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My other favorite hack is the duct tape or the masking tape hack when you have glass shards to pick up.
When we drop the wax melter and break it.
Right.
Thank you, Franny. Keep it coming. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
A lot of movies coming out today to take on Spider-Man. Good luck with that. I mean, I think he's still going to be the number one. But we have a romantic comedy with a very big cast, including Callum Turner. And I'm going to remind you who he is before you hear this.
He's the luckiest man in the world.
He's married to Dua Lipa, and he's also in the running, one of the top three contenders to become our next James Bond. But he can also do comedic acting. His name is Callum Turner. He stars in this movie called, it's a romantic comedy called One Night Only.
What about us?
Your ears look like car doors.
Well, your nose is way too small for your face.
Your chin could plow a field.
Your legs don't make any sense.
Your hairline doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Just know this one is rated R for sure, and a huge supporting cast. Maya Hawke is in this movie. Julia Fox. Molly Ringwald is in this movie, guys. Mm-hmm. You excited about that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so One Night Only is new today. I'm excited about seeing him on screen. Like, he's already been doing a lot of acting, but I was never aware of him until the James Bond conversation started happening.
Do you think he's a cinch for that?
I don't know. Because if you'd have shown me only a picture of Daniel Craig years ago, I would have been like, what?
Yeah.
But he's my he was my favorite.
Yeah.
So as long as you bring the... It's about the energy and how you behave more than anything for Bond. One Night Only, starting... it's in theaters today.
Coming up next, Sam has music news.
Sam's got music news.
We've been hearing for a decade now that Rihanna has got new music coming. Because her last album was in 2016. But it looks like now we actually may see some new music from Rihanna. And this is because A$AP Rocky, on a podcast the other day, we know it's legit because he said, look, I'm going to get in trouble for this. Sorry, babe, but she's in the studio right now recording music.
Oh, I love that. Everybody likes that little inside thing. She's been busy. They've got babies. She's got a lot going on. She's running a multi-million-dollar, like,
billion dollar.
He did clear up, too, that there was the kids and the family and the Fenty stuff is not the reason she's been delayed. She's just wants, she's a perfectionist and she wants to get it right.
Sure.
So
as most great artists are, right?
Yeah. So hopefully in the next year we see a new album from Rihanna. Got some big artists who are creating their own cheap ticket plans because of, you know, ticket prices being so high right now, like Olivia Rodrigo. I didn't know they were doing this, but Olivia Rodrigo has what are called Silver Star seats at some concerts.
Okay.
They're very limited, and they're only $20. And in order to combat the resellers, you buy the tickets, you have to pick them up at will call at the venue. So it's not anything that's going to be shipped around online or anything like that. And you don't know where you're sitting until the day of the show when you pick up those tickets.
I love that.
But for $20, you can't beat it.
No,
she's doing it. Coldplay has one called Infinity Tickets, and other artists are doing it too for $20. So if you got a concert you still want to go to, look it up and see if they have $20 tickets.
Nice.
Might get them. Country superstar Megan Maroney is getting the doll treatment. I'm walking on
sunshine. What kind of doll?
American Girl.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. So she's going to be an American Girl doll. It's going to debut in American Girl doll stores nationwide and Target online right before Thanksgiving. And then in the stores in December.
How
and
cool
of course,
is that?
She's going to be loaded up in pink, just like she always is, because that's her favorite. Curled hair,
A
pink sequin dress, the bows on the cowboy boots.
That makes a really good doll. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So you can have tea with Megan Maroney now if you go to the American Girl store. Right?
Oh, she also comes with a guitar and a mic stand, too.
Excellent.
Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Telling you about this now so that you have a little chance to plan for it next Wednesday. It'll be a combo of a meteor shower and a solar eclipse on the same day. With a catch, though, kind of. Two things at once. The Perseid meteor shower is going to peak on Wednesday evening going into Thursday.
Okay.
It's going to be a new moon in most parts of the U.S., and so that means dark sky. So you'll have a better chance of actually seeing the meteor shower.
Cool.
At that time. You got to stay up late for it, though. The total solar eclipse, in case you hear about that, we're not really going to see here in the U.S. because it's mostly for Greenland, Iceland, and northern Russia, even though some parts of the U.S. could see partial, but nothing to write home about.
Okay.
Number two, scammers have stolen over $100 million with a gold bar scheme. Sadly, this is one of those that they're targeting seniors with, and it starts with a fake computer pop-up claiming to be from Microsoft. You know, it's the whole virus hack, you've been hacked thing.
Yeah.
But people are falling for it because of just different, you know, things in the economy right now. And so far, you know, it's been over $100 million that has been stolen from seniors. So tell your mom and dad, be aware.
Yeah.
And number three, this is really sweet news. It was a team of garbage workers in Italy that helped a woman recover a lottery ticket worth $1 million. She accidentally threw it away. Didn't realize it was a mistake until it was too late.
Yeah.
It went in the trash at the convenience store, but the trash had already disappeared. So the company that collects the trash actually went through all of their trash that had been collected in the collection system that day, like 6 tons worth, and they somehow found it.
I sure hope she gave them a little bit of that $1 million.
Well, they made her. she had to pay for the time and efforts that it took. But yeah, but she had enough to cover it because she was a winner.
You're up to date.
Three things to know today.
Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week. Number five.
People are getting excited because Macaulay Culkin was spotted outside of Disney Studios in Burbank, and everybody thinks they're talking to him about a potential new Home Alone movie.
You guys give up? Oh, yeah, thirsty for more.
He'll have to be a dad in
He'll
this one, right?
He'll have to be the grown-up, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Look, it's still one of the most streamed holiday movies of all time.
Number four.
Ryan Murphy, who brought the world American Horror Story and the Monster series, which is the anthology series based on true crime, whether it be really old stories like the Ed Gein story. He did Dahmer. He's done the Menendez brothers. The next one lands in September on Netflix. It's Monster, the Lizzie Borden story.
Oh, that's an old story.
The tagline is, one young woman changed what the world believed a killer could be, and all it took was an axe.
Number three.
Barbie, the sequel is stalled for now.
Hey, Barbie, can I come to your house tonight?
How's going to get paid? How much?
Exactly. So rights to this film go back to Mattel in December. So they're scrambling, but they're sitting down with Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, and director Greta Gerwig, which you really need her because all of it was her vision.
Yeah.
The original film, by the way, Oscar nominations, and it made $1 billion globally. So better believe they're going to make this happen.
Number two.
So excited. All 8 Harry Potter films set to return to theaters for the 25th anniversary of the first film. But you can go see all of them August 27th through September 3rd. Like, pick your favorite one or go see them all. But the tickets are priced per movie $9.75.
Nine and three quarters.
Okay.
Just like the platform.
And this is only
at
Regal, right?
At Regal Cinemas. And of course, this is all getting ready for the upcoming HBO series. One season will be one book that debuts in December.
Gotta see it in the theater. That's the experience.
Number one.
Spider-Man Brand New Day. I know you know what a big deal this is.
Hi, my name is Peter Parker.
This movie made $1 billion in 6 days.
That's another $1 billion movie, Jody.
I mean, were we just thirsty for it, or is it really that good? I guess you have to see it to know. But they do say this one feels deeper and more thoughtful and more mature than the other, you know, movies in this trilogy, in this world. A lot of new movies opening this weekend, but expect this one to still be number one.
Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week. Coming up next, your morning pick-me-up.
Morning pick-me-up time. This is a special story about what a community is willing to do for a kid. So there's this mom, and her 11-year-old son has autism, and he loves to trick-or-treat. And I say 11. He just turned 11. So for his birthday, she asked, she put it out on social media, if anybody in the area, in the community, would be willing to let him come trick-or-treat. He loves to dress up and trick-or-treat. Talks about it all the time.
That is so sweet.
So she puts this out in social media. His birthday rolls around, and 83 families decorated their homes, had toys, had gifts for him. The family was worn out. And 83 homes said, come on. Now, he nonstop trick-or-treated for hours, went to 70 homes.
Wow.
Yeah, and he loves it.
That's more than I thought he could have done in one night, anybody could have done in one night.
Blue bucket.
Yeah.
And by the way, he was dressed as a banana. His cute. Name is Soren. And isn't that just beautiful?
Yeah.
Like, just, first of all, it's fun for everybody to participate. It's a great way to meet your neighbors, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to organize trick-or-treating in the middle of the year just for fun anyway. Now, although it's not cool or whatever. And they did it seemed like in the daytime. They didn't do it late at night, but they did it into the evening.
Yeah.
But isn't that cool?
I love that.
It just
shows you how giving people are. You put a message out there and people respond.
Yeah. I would participate in that. Mm-hmm. We'd break out the spiders and the skeletons and leave them out even.
And think of the extra candy you'd have.
But he got presents too. At some houses he got actual birth, because this was a birthday thing for him. You know, and certain kids, you know, it's not all birthday parties are the same. I heard last year about a kid whose birthday party was at Costco.
Oh, really?
Because he loved Costco.
I could do a birthday party at Costco.
Yeah, set up right there. Just make sure they know you're coming. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets to go around, have samples, and then you sit down at the food court.
Start with shrimp cocktail. You know, they've always got that there in the big thing.
Plus, anyway, for every gift, you don't just get one. You get 10 of each.
It's true. By the way, you can see him online trick-or-treating. He loved it. Okay, time to trick-or-treat is something he says almost every day. So he got to say it 70 times this week.
That's beautiful. Coming up next, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Another couple of movies opening this weekend at the box office, all trying to take on Spider-Man, and I don't think they're going to do it. But there is a horror movie that's getting a lot of buzz. It's a slasher, if you will.
Yeah.
It's called Ice Cream Man.
You guys see that weird ice cream man today?
What do you mean weird?
He just kept popping up. Like he was following me.
Yeah, the trailer is scary. It's pretty scary.
It's
looking.
A scary concept. This sweet little summer town. Everything's fine except until this ice cream man starts serving kids stuff that have just horrifying results.
It turns them into little demons or something. You know what? It's what it looks like, and it's a good thing they waited till the end of the summer to put this one out, because I feel for any ice cream truck driver is going to be, you know.
Sales are down this summer. Yeah. I don't know why.
Okay, so Ice Cream Man, if you're into the scary horror movies, that's what it is, but Murphy and Sam are scared. Just know that, kids.
Yeah.
The other one that's in select theaters this weekend is, it's called Tony. It's a drama about Anthony Bourdain.
I need a job.
You work in a kitchen before?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Listen.
We open Wednesday to Sunday. Start at 11 a.m. And that means that you are here at 10:45. 11 is late.
It's that's Antonio Banderas as like his teacher. It's his early life about Anthony Bourdain in select theaters.
Coming up next, it is Grateful Friday.
Murphy, Sam, and Jody's Grateful Friday.
This one comes from Juan on Facebook and Instagram Messenger.
Hi, Juan.
It says, hi, MSJ. My Grateful Friday is you guys. I'm grateful for dedicating the time and doing a whole podcast to answer my question about leadership books. Yeah. Remember, he wanted to know from Murphy. He got assigned a lot of more people that he's managing at work.
Like double the amount, like from 40 to 90 or something like that?
Yeah, and so he had said, what are Murphy's recommendations for leadership books? And Murphy's got a mountain of them. So he says, it goes on to read, I'm already on one of them, and so far it's pretty good, so thank you, thank you. I asked him back, wait.
Which book,
Which one so I can share? And his answer was Radical Candor.
Okay. I think that's probably the best and most contemporary current one to start with.
Very good.
Because the others are kind of, I said the
old school.
The Effective Executive is written in a way that's kind of older. I know it even sounds boring. I know, but it's timeless in terms of, you know, what it focuses on getting things done.
Yeah.
But Radical Candor is just such a great book on how to interact with others and attack problems, not people.
Yeah, That's what we learned from it.
Yeah. Good for you, Juan.
I know. I'm excited for you. And look, I pick on you about all of this just because it's just so you. You know, when I first met you and started dating you, I remember thinking, man, he doesn't read fiction at all. I can't even talk to him about Harry Potter.
This is like, never going to work.
Right. But I get it. It's who you are.
Well, I mean, look, the girls used to love, our daughters love the book, The Success Plan That Never Fails.
Yeah. They made fun of that. When they read that, they died laughing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what are you? And it's a real book.
Yeah. It is a real book.
One of my favorite things about Murphy's book stash, he has a lot of books and they're all like that. And I was donating some books and a bunch of my fiction, like even some trash, like, and even some cookbooks. I was donating some stuff.
Yeah, and I gave you a pile of those.
He added his box of, you know, management things, and they turned it away. They were like, I'm sorry, we don't take these because they don't sell well.
Isn't that wonderful? Right. Okay, I'll keep them.
Anyway, the book is called Radical Candor. Thank you, Juan, for that Grateful Friday.
Three things to know today.
Number one, several groups are challenging an FCC approval from a few weeks back. You might remember this story. There's a communications satellite with a giant mirror that's going to be tested for searches at night. It's going to help large construction sites, other experiments. Basically, it goes up with this large mirror and reflects sunlight back to Earth. The company's called Reflect Orbital. And so they want to see 50,000 of these satellites or so in the air by, I don't know, within the next 10 years. But several environmental groups are already pushing back to the FCC and saying, hey, wait a second, won't this blind pilots, won't this blind people driving their cars?
Yeah.
You know, what happens once because one satellite then becomes a very different story when it's 50,000. Yeah. So we'll see. Number two, so Mega Millions tonight, Powerball tomorrow night, where you can play it. You know, the Powerball is up to $856 million. That may even grow again before we get to
it. Oh, almost a billion, yeah.
Almost. It'll be the billion with a B again. And then Mega Millions, of course, right around $70 million, which is not chump change. And finally, a new survey from datingadvice.com says that 30% of people who are going on dates admit to just going on the date because they want the free meal.
Oh, really?
Now here's the thing.
Does it break it down by male, female?
I think you know the answer to that one, right? The dudes are going to. But anyway, you know, this trend, I've never heard this word. It's called a foodie call. Oh. And just saying yes to the date, you know, for the free food and drinks. Actually, so the real reason, it's about a third. The real reason is, okay, so it's casual. No, I'm not interested. But maybe it turns into something. And oh, by the way, I get a free meal.
You get a free meal.
Right.
You're up to date. Three things to know today.
Join us anytime. It is Grateful Friday, 877-310-4MSJ.
You know, I know some summer gatherings are coming to a close now because it's back to school in a lot of places. Over the next 4 weeks, by the time you get to Labor Day, everybody's back in school, right? Yeah. So, but if you're doing a get-together, I thought this was such an incredible idea. Jody and I got to experience this firsthand with our friends Mark and Audra. He had a pretty large group of people that were coming in for dinner, and he found some really nice ribeye steaks. Mm. And he wanted to make sure that everybody got to, you know, enjoy those. And so he cut the steaks up. And rather than try to serve them as individual steaks to everybody with knives and forks, he cooks them and then he just slices them into pieces. So strips. They become then strips and bite size that you can grab and go if you want. You can add it to, you know, bread or something else if you want. But you're not trying to coordinate everybody sitting down.
Does everybody have a steak knife?
Carving up steaks and steak knives and all that kind of stuff. And I thought it was such a great idea. And it was delicious.
And you know why I liked it?
Why
do you think looking at that, they sliced it up in strips and put it on a big, beautiful board, and there was just nothing but steak on a board. But why do you think I liked seeing it cut up?
Does it look like a charcuterie board?
No. Oh. Yes.
But you liked it because you knew how it was cooked.
I could tell which pieces.
He had the medium portion and he had the medium rare portion.
I could tell which pieces I wanted. I would never have wasted it because I wouldn't have picked up anything too rare.
It was sheer perfection. I mean, he was using a meat thermometer to make sure that it was perfect. I've never seen that many steaks coordinated into something so perfect where it literally, you could see this is medium rare. This is medium.
He's obviously
There was no well done, by the way.
Of course not. Right. There shouldn't be.
No, it's good stuff. It is a good idea. You learn those things along the way when hosting. You just do.
And I guess you and I have never had the occasion, you know, to do that sort of thing that way. Not with steak.
No, when we've done steaks, it's been a few people and it's been here's your steak knife, here's your steak.
Yeah. It's well organized, though, and in the kitchen area, and just everything lined up. Everybody just grabbed their stuff and walked right out.
It does take some planning, but they knew what they were doing. And he also made macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, he made his own homemade mac and cheese, which has his name.
Wow.
And it's just like heavy whipping cream was the liquid.
And extra cheese.
First days of school for many families this week, this month, you know, and it's a roller coaster of emotions. Even guilt. Parents feel guilt at back to school time. Don't. It's normal for you to want your kids to be back in the routine and for you to be in the routine.
I never felt that guilt. Did you, Jody?
Well, it's complicated.
After organizing summers of camps and the, you know, when you get back, the routine is sort of like
exhale. The roller coaster is this camp this week, you know, grandma's house this week, hanging out with this friend this week. It's exhausting. Correct. When you're a working parent and you don't have, you know, you have to schedule them so much. So yeah, when I knew it was going to be months and months of the same schedule, I was like, hallelujah.
Correct.
And then you're like, oh, I feel guilty about that.
Oh,
it's a parent guilt thing. Anyway, back to school time, a lot of feelings rolling in about it. Terry said, my youngest is a high school freshman this week. I have such conflicting emotions. She is kind, smart, beautiful, and a joy. Yeah, high school freshman.
And any of the life. Transitions are certainly, you know, one of those where you're like, you know, we never felt guilty about things, but you do have a little bit of angst when there's some change.
So like in
elementary to middle and middle to high.
Anxiousness.
And, yeah, exactly.
You're kind of with them in your heart all day.
Correct.
In those first days. You can't wait to hear. How did it go? Yeah. How are you?
So I
guess you're checking them for how they feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Dawn said, I'm feeling it. I dropped off my senior and fifth grader.
Oh, wow.
Both let me get pictures. That's another thing we talked about the other night during my Facebook Live. Kids, let your mom or dad get that first day of school picture, even though you don't want it. Just, it means the world to them to see that, you know, bright new school year, and backpack.
Keep this in mind too, kids. If you don't get it, wait till you're a senior and then you see all those pictures together and it's like, okay, this is, I'm glad mom did this.
But the thing is,
for
when
you
hear that and you're in the fifth grade,
you
don't care about that.
Whatever, mom.
Right.
Or if kids also have the right to go, please don't post this on social. And if they ask you not to post it on social, don't. Mm-hmm. You know, respect them. That honors your relationship with them, but keep it for yourself because one day, like Sam said, when you're a senior, you're going to see how far you've come based on just mom's picture.
Mm-hmm. That collage in the hall.
Or that collage on social.
Yeah.
Happy back to school time.
Up next, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Guys, I have Molly Ringwald news, and I only share it because I know you guys light up like a Christmas tree.
Love any Molly Ringwald news.
For the love of Molly, you guys. So she did an interview recently, Andy Cohen, and she dropped a bomb that we didn't know, is that she turned down a role that was offered to her first, and it went to another former Brat Packer, and that person was Demi Moore. And so I'm thinking, was she supposed to be in St. Elmo's Fire?
Oh,
Molly
yeah.
Ringwald?
Which would have made sense, Brat Pack. Yeah.
But it wasn't that. It was actually the Academy Award-winning movie Ghost.
What do you mean, why don't I ever say it? I say it all the time.
You don't. You say ditto, and that's not the same.
Yeah.
She was supposed to play. She was offered the role of Molly, which was played famously by Demi Moore. I know you remember the pottery scene.
I'm sure that Molly could have, but Demi really made that movie.
Yeah.
You know
and
what
that's
I mean?
What she said. Yeah. However, Andy Cohen is like, not to upset you, but that could have changed the trajectory of your entire career.
It could have. She probably could have worked the pottery just as well.
And she, I know you want to imagine that, but I can say she actually said it just wasn't the right time. It wasn't meant to be that one for her. The reason she's in the conversation, again, she's still working all the time. There's a movie that's dropping today. It's called One Night Only, that romantic comedy starring Callum Turner.
Mm-hmm.
We told you about that one. She plays, the mother in that movie. Sorry, guys. Welcome to reality.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Got some August deals for you, fast food deals to save you a little money. Whataburger celebrating their 76th anniversary this year.
Whoa.
So every Wednesday this month, you can get a certain meal item for 76 cents. Like next Wednesday, it's going to be the What a Fresher for 76 cents.
Huge.
Okay.
But the big one is this Saturday, it's a BOGO deal. You buy a Whataburger, you get a Whataburger free from 11 until 8.
Nice.
Yeah.
Murphy, go on a date.
Okay. Is that what you're looking for, Jody? A Whataburger?
Well, you are usually.
I love it. I'd share one with you. Or I could keep both myself.
That's right. At that price. And also Sonic, they're doing the 99-cent corn dogs. But
love
they're
it.
Doing it every Thursday this month. So every Thursday this month, 99-cent corn dogs.
Yes.
Okay.
Something about that is just so happy. Not just the price, but corn dog in general.
I mean, yeah, corn dogs are fun.
Yeah.
McDonald's teaming up with Red Bull for the first time for one of their energizers, the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer. It's a cool purple-looking color.
Okay.
Yeah. It's made with Red Bull blue raspberry flavoring and freeze-dried dragon fruit pieces.
Nice.
And it comes in regular or zero sugar.
Thank you. See. And, you know, that's the word that everybody is in the drink game now.
Yeah.
That is I didn't see that coming. It's the new chicken sandwich.
You can add energy and protein to it. We'll drink it.
Okay.
I like the freeze-dried dragon fruit pieces, too.
Yeah.
There are a couple of the coffee shops do those, too.
Yum. Yeah, super manly. No, I'm joking. I'm picking.
Thanks.
A couple things from Auntie Ann's Pretzels right now. They just dropped new mozzarella-stuffed pretzel nuggets.
Oh.
The little things.
Uh-huh.
Mozzarella inside, so look for that one. And they've also teamed up with Gabby's Dollhouse on Netflix, so you can get the Gabby's Dollhouse Cat-tastic Kids Meal all the way through the end of September.
Cute.
So it's the pretzels or a pretzel dog or whatever, and you get a dip and you get a drink. And this is cool. The prize, it's cat ears.
Oh,
yeah.
You work that into
it's
Halloween.
It's not a dinky prize. It's actually cat ears you can put on your head.
You're going to go put those on, Sam?
Look, it'll end up on the floorboard, but at first it'll make everybody happy.
And with Ted Lasso now back on Apple Plus, he's teamed up with KFC. They have the comeback bucket since, you know, Ted Lasso's team was a comeback. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
10 wings for $10. You get two dipping sauces, and it comes in the KFC bucket.
Nice.
Coming up next, three things to know today.
Three things to know today.
Number one, so here's a bright spot if you're concerned about AI taking your job over. They're saying the Bureau of Labor and Statistics has actually come out with a list where they say these are probably the most resistant jobs to AI, and it's mainly because of human interaction is really needed. Healthcare professionals, that's probably not a surprise at the top of the list, right?
I would hope so.
Use it for tools, but you know that could be everything from registered nurses to CNAs, home health aides, it's all the hands-on patient care that really can't be replaced by, you know, AI. And another one that's high up on the list is education. So, you know, that means teachers, literally land at number three because teachers and teaching assistants, even though you can use it again as a tool, it's still hands-on and about human interaction. So there you go. Number two, a New Mexico court has ordered Meta to pay $567 million to address the harm in the platform. This is that ongoing suit that's been taking place for quite some time. Meta, by the way, is going to appeal this, but this is that ruling that basically says that, you know, Meta harmed children and, child exploitation, failed to protect, basically, from child exploitation on the platforms. And number three, it's a much-awaited biopic about the legendary NFL coach John Madden. There's finally a premiere date for this biopic.
I can't wait to see Nicolas Cage doing this.
I can't either. I wonder what so the date, just so you know, has been set for it, actually is November the 18th, but it's an all-star cast. Jody, I think, mentioned this in The Hollywood Outsider. Nicolas Cage, Christian Bale, Sienna Miller, John Mulaney. I mean, it's a huge cast, but yeah, seeing Nicolas Cage in the role is going to be interesting.
You're up to date. Three things to know today.
Saturday, August 22nd in Tampa. Witness an MMA legend's final fight. Chris Cyborg, one of the greatest in history.
She's an absolute pioneer in the sport.
Defends her PFL world title one last time. Unforgettable end to an unforgettable career. Saturday, August 22nd, live from Benchmark International Arena. For tickets, visit pfl.info/Tampa.
Hey everyone, it's Cal Penn. I'm inviting you to join the best sounding book club you've ever heard with my podcast, Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club. Every episode, I nerd out with amazing guests and dive into the best new audiobooks available on Audible. It's the book club for your ears. Listen to Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.